Alright, are we all set?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, good luck to both teams. Toss-up one. This instrument is featured alongside percussion instruments like terracotta flower pots in the pieces Ufa and Comboy, which Ioannis Xenakis dedicated to players Silvio Gualda and Elizabeth Chernakia in 2017. A player of this instrument publicly rebuked fellow player Mahan Esfahani for the latter's dig at the much more competent player Jean Rondeau. A 34-CD recording project on this instrument was undertaken by Scott Ross while he was dying of AIDS. One of these instruments that Frank Hubbard and William Dowd built for Ralph Kirkpatrick is 10 points.
Yeah. Good.
Your bonus. The speaker mocks these people because they missed a mirror and then complain that it's not clear. For 10 points each, name these foolish subjects of a 17th century redondilla. In its final stanza, the speaker claims that these people's arrogance fights with many weapons because in promise and insistence they combine world flesh and devils.
Spanish, it sounds like.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm not even sure what this is going for.
The foolish virgins from the parable of the foolish virgins.
Sure. These are men. This nun wrote poems like Foolish Men and First Dream under the protection of Thomas de la Cerda, the viceroy of New Spain. However, Archbishop Aguiar y Sáez eventually forced her to sell her books and scientific instruments and cease writing poetry.
Mm-hmm.
At the request of Maria Luisa, the viceroy's wife, Sor Juana wrote The Divine Narcissus, one of these allegorical plays. Pedro Calderón was renowned for writing these one-act Spanish plays, which were typically performed on the Feast of Corpus Christi.
Oh, what are they called?
I don't know, they take it, but I don't know. I really don't know.
Answer?
They take it.
They're called Auto Sacramentales, so okay. 10 points on the bonus. Also, two. Four evolutionary stages in this field were related in a 2006 article by Mihail Rocco. A 2001 paper in this field that opens with an analogy to a boy and girl falling in love introduced this field's so-called sticky fingers problem. Tom Newman solved an early conjecture in this field in a method that involved Charles Dickens's A Tale of Two Cities. The name of this field was coined in the book Engines of Creation by K. Eric Drexler, who engaged in a multi-year debate with Richard Smalley on the feasibility of certain goals in this field. The concept of swallowing the surgeon was introduced in an early inspiration for this field, Richard Feynman's talk, There's Plenty of Room.
Nanotechnology?
10 points.
10 points.
Your bonus. Effie Effix takes pride in serving the impoverished Pintor sisters in a novel set on this island, The Reeds in the Wind, for 10 points each. Name this island home to an author who depicted self-sacrificing mothers in novels like Ashes. In a posthumously published autobiographical novel, that author described growing up in a Bronze Age village on this island before struggling with breast cancer.
So somewhere in Greece, maybe?
Like, I don't think so.
Where
do you think we're like?
I think we're in Caribbean.
Answer?
Okay. Barbados.
Sardinia. That Sardinian author, Grazia Deledda, is sometimes considered a member of this literary movement with an Italian name. A proponent of this movement, Giovanni Verga, wrote Cavalleria Rusticana, which was adapted into a style of opera with this name.
Verismo, yeah.
Mm-hmm. This Italian actress's only cinematic role was an adaptation of Deledda's novel Ashes. Gabriel D'Annunzio fictionalized his affair with this great rival of Sarah Bernhardt in his novel The Flame of Life.
Who's the rival of Sarah Bernhardt?
Yeah, I can't remember her name.
I don't know. Ah, damn it.
Answer?
I don't know.
It's okay. Eleanor Deuce.
You okay.
10. What did I do?
You couldn't download the PDF.
I didn't mean to. How do I get it back? Thank you. Alright. Puzzle 3. This man's subtitle, claiming to substitute sane analysis for expediency, turned out to be accurate, though probably not in the way he meant, in his much maligned book, A Foreign Policy for Americans. This man was accused of socialism by some members of his party after co-sponsoring a bill to massively expand public housing, along with Alan Ellender and Robert Wagner. This man was featured in Profiles in Courage for opposing the Nuremberg trials as victor's justice. This long...
Temple.
Your bonus. An exponent equal to the square root of 73 minus 7 all over 6 appears in the approximate solution to this equation that tends asymptotically to 144 over x cubed. For 10 points each, name this nonlinear ODE that models charge distribution. It is often written as the second derivative of phi with respect to x equals phi to the 3/2 over the square root of x.
So the differential equation in electro something. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Fermi equation.
The Thomas Fermi equation.
Okay.
That approximation of the Thomas Fermi equation is attributed to Arnold Sommerfeld, who developed a model of these materials along with Drude. These materials have zero band gap and thus are electrically conductive.
So these are
superconductors?
Are you sure not semiconductors? Superconductors.
These are metals. Sommerfeld also needs an expansion that allows the calculation of expectation values of observables over this distribution. This distribution is obeyed by particle ensembles that have a wave function anti-symmetric under particle exchange.
Poisson, Gaussian, something like that. Or is this going to be like a physics specific?
It's going to be like a grand canonical, isn't it?
Grand canonical.
Fermi Dirac.
Fermi Dirac.
That's what they said.
No, that's right.
Also four.
Yeah.
Okay. Aside from compiling a gay sex manual, Jeffrey Hopkins is best known for his translations of this thinker's work. Two of this thinker's later works were written with photographer Nicholas Vreeland, while his most famous book was written in collaboration with psychiatrist Howard C. Cutler. The term Jubu was popularized in a book recounting this thinker's interactions with Jewish thought, which was written by Roger Kamenetz. This thinker's meetings with David Bohm were recounted in his Spiritual Interpretation of Modern Physics, entitled The Universe in a Single Atom. Eight Pillars of Joy were offered in a 2016 book that this man co-authored with Desmond Tutu. This author of The Art of Happiness has... this author of The Art of Happiness popularized the heart essence of the great perfection in books like John Shen. For 10 points, name this religious leader whose autobiography, Freedom in Exile, reflects on his exile out of Tibet.
The Dalai Lama.
Okay.
Your bonus. This monarch's son, Enrique, ended up as Bishop of Utica during the papacy of Leo X. For 10 points each, name this monarch who supposedly came to power after winning a battle that saw his enemies flee at the sight of St. James the Greater in the sky. He was succeeded by his son, Pedro.
So this is a Spanish king or Portuguese?
This is weird because this would be 16th Leo XIII.
Answer. It's Alfonso I.
Okay.
After encountering Jojo Cao, the rulers of the Kingdom of Congo converted to Christianity and took on regnal names from this European country's Aviz dynasty. The reign of Pedro IV saw this syncretist religious movement led by Donna Beatrice, who said she was possessed by its namesake Paduan saint. This movement claimed that Jesus was a black man and destroyed crosses.
Antonius
movement
makes sense.
Or Antonines, Antonius, which one do you
call it? Antonius movements.
What was that?
Antonian.
Yeah, that's right. So, 20 other votes. Toss up 5. This book intersperses a reverse chronology of public policy with refrain, "Rest," cries the chief sawyer, and we pause for breath. A section of the...
Then can the almanac?
10 points.
That was only 10?
Oh, 15.
Jesus.
Yeah,
that was the first word.
It's a same count the almanac. Very good. So your bonus. Shortly after defining war as capitalism with the gloves off, a character chants this word while the protagonist quietly chants, "We're here because we're here, because we're here because we're here." For 10 points each, name this two-syllable word. In Act 1, that same character repeats it 34 times in a row in response to the protagonist's claim that it is the duty of the artist to beautify existence.
Like a Beckett thing, maybe?
Sounds like...
Like from like Waiting for Godot, maybe?
No. I don't think we're there.
I don't know.
This is Dada. Tristan Saura and Henry Carr debate the merits of Dada in this Tom Stoppard play, in which an elderly Carr reminisces about his time in Zurich among figures like James Joyce and Vladimir Lenin.
Travesty.
Saura remarks that Dada is pronounced Dada during Carr's first meeting with Joyce, which occurs in an Act 1 scene whose dialogue is spoken entirely in this unusual manner.
Is this the Limerick song?
Okay,
Limerick?
That's right.
Nice.
Good job, man.
Toss up 6. Heterogeneous tumors formed by these cells contain patches of sparse myxoid tissue and spindle cells, interspersed with dense eosinophilic patches containing palisading cells. Those regions are named for Antoni and may contain varicae bodies. These cells are formed from the same progenitors as melanocytes and the adrenal medullas and parachromaffin cells. Mycobacterium leprae disseminates in the body by binding to a receptor on their surface. A tumor predisposition syndrome caused by mutations in the Merlin gene sees the formation of bilateral benign tumors of these cells on cranial nerve 8 and neurofibromatosis type 2. They may have an onion bulb appearance on silver stain, and Charcot-Marie tooth disease causes their compensatory hyperplasia. A substance in these cells includes protein 0 and galactosidase and enables saltatory conduction, which is also
glial cells?
Which is also performed by oligodendrocytes. For 10 points, name these glial cells that form the myelin sheath in the PNS.
Schwann cells.
10 points. Yeah, they don't have anything else in the intestinal
line. Good pull, so.
Okay.
Yep. All right. I mean, you can
protest
that.
Yeah, let's
protest. Okay. Noted.
Okay.
That would be your bonus. Nathaniel Hawthorne likely based the character of Philbin the Marble Faun on this sculptor. For 10 points each, name this American neoclassical sculptor, best known for a pair of sculptures of Queen Zenobia now held in St. Louis in the Art Institute of Chicago. The Marble Faun also named checks for cast of Elizabeth and Robert Browning's clasped hands.
Jesus. Is this like a neoclassical?
Answer. Harriet Hosmer. Hosmer's Zenobian chains partly responds to this abolitionist symbol sculpted by Hiram Powers.
The Greek slave.
Yeah.
Hosmer also made a bust of this figure mid-transformation. Caravaggio's depiction of this figure's head on a convex circular panel is actually a disguised self-portrait.
Octaion? Who else?
Okay, maybe.
Transformation.
No,
this is a man. Octaion.
It's a Medusa, so...
Oh, ten. I'm so sorry.
It's fine.
Seven. This thought experiment inspired Yu Quang Ang's proposal of maximizing a concave function of f of n times u. Ang's proposal was described by Gustav Arrhenius as a sadistic form of this thought experiment. A chapter of this thought experiment presents the down escalator case, in which cumulative bad effects outweigh transitory good effects.
So this is the repugnant conclusion?
15.
Yeah.
Okay.
The two-word bonus. The negation of this problem is a canonical example of a problem in the complexity class IP, which consists of problems solvable by an interactive proof system. For 10 points each, name this problem for which Laszlo Babaj announced an as-yet-unverified quasi-polynomial time algorithm in January 2017.
What's the problem?
Answer? It's a graph isomorphism. Since a certificate that two graphs are isomorphic is just a bijection between their vertices, graph isomorphism is trivially in this complexity class. Yes, instances of problems in this class can be verified in polynomial time. Some complexity theorists seek Babaj's algorithm as evidence that graph isomorphism is in P, much like this other problem, which only has a quasi-polynomial time. It had a quasi-polynomial time algorithm until the 2002 publication of the AKS algorithm. Answer?
Go box.
No, this is primality. You're determining whether something's prime. So you get 10. Plus of 8. This book argues that the uninformed goodwill of a certain group results in a state of allodopsia, leading to the rise of culture its author describes as a moyen. Jose A. Johnston and Shion Bauman paired this book's title concept with democracy to argue that omnivorousness is key to its contemporary existence. A graph in this book, in which seniority is the y-axis, uses a set of overlapping shapes containing phrases such as simple, well-presented, and the names of artists in order to represent the social spaces of various professions. Salah Boudeja performed correspondence analyses on the Kodak.
Is this the bell curve?
On the Kodak survey helped produce this book. The title process of this book involves the separation of the legitimate from the illegitimate as part of the development of class-based cultural capital via the use of symbolic violence. For 10 points, name this book subtitled A Social Critique of the Judgment of Taste, the best-known work of Pierre Bourdieu.
I read that book. I should have gotten it on this.
Sorry.
I don't know what this thing is.
Social capital.
It's called a distinction.
Okay.
It's not like a Jewish commentary.
John Profumo met Christine Keeler at a party honoring a visit by a politician with this surname. A politician with this surname dismissed Douglas Gracie as head of his nation's armed force shortly before being targeted by the Rawalpindi conspiracy, which was thwarted in part by another man with this surname. A politician with this surname implemented local governing bodies called basic democracies and went to war with his country's neighbor after launching Operation Gibraltar. That politician came to power by overthrowing Iskander Mirza before himself being replaced by another man with this surname, whose government was defeated in the Bangladesh Liberation War. A politician with this surname established his country's first specialized cancer hospital, was formerly married to Jemima Goldsmith, and leads the Tehreek-e-Insaf. For 10 points, give this surname of Pakistani presidents Ayub and...
Khan.
10 points.
I'm like,
what's his name? Your bonus. This man advocated for protectionism as a means for developing industry in his The National System of Political Economy. For 10 points each, identify this German-American economist, a forefather of the German Historical School of Economics.
Ooh. Ooh. Jesus. We tried Wallerstein?
I
don't think
so. Answer? It's a list. List's ideas were influenced by this Kentucky politician who formulated an economic program he called the American System, which advocated protective tariffs and internal improvements. This other German immigrant criticized protectionism in Notes on the Fallacies of American Protectionists. He is better known for authoring a namesake code for the conduct of soldiers during wartime, which became the Union Army's General Order 100 during the Civil War.
Oh, no. Storm?
Answer Storrs. This is Lieber. So yeah. 10 on the bonus.
Storrs is general, I think.
Toss a 10, and we will check the score. Any real Banach space with this property embeds isometrically in the space of continuous real-value functions on the unit interval by the Banach-Maser theorem. Considering the anti-diagonal of the Sorgenfrei plane shows that subsets of spaces with this property need not have themselves have it. On Banach spaces with this property, one does not need the axiom of choice to prove the Hahn-Banach theorem. Any Hilbert space with this property is isomorphic to the sequence little L2. By considering the set of polynomials with rational coefficients and applying the Stone-Weierstrass theorem, one can show that the space of continuous function...
separable.
10 points. Your bonus.
51.
This thinker used the term greedy to describe institutions that seek exclusive and undivided loyalty. For 10 points each, famous thinker best known for being one of the co-founders of Dissent magazine and authoring The Functions of Social Conflict.
Seems like very long.
Answer? Name is Louis Koser. The Functions of Social Conflict reinterprets this German thinker's argument that dispute can work to integrate society from the book Conflict in the Web of Group Affiliations. He also wrote The Metropolis and Mental Life. Answer? His name is Georg Simmel. Koser also made the first English translation of the book by Maurice Halbwachs, or Box, that introduced this two-word concept, which describes a shared understanding of the past that informs a group's identity.
Collective memory. Collective memory.
Yes, 10 points. So at the half, we have a score of...
50 to 135.
Yep.
If I did my math right, 65.
Okay, that sounds about right. Plus up 11. One variant of this technique was supposedly invented by Gaetan Vestris' German rival Anna Hanum. Though this technique was central to the school of Auguste Vestris, it was later de-emphasized by Marie Taglioni. In the film White Knights, Gregory Hines' character loses a bet after Mikhail Baryshnikov's character performs this technique 11 times. Dancers performing this technique often often momentarily keep their head motionless in a technique called spotting. This technique, which can be performed sous tenu or piqué, is often chained together, especially at the end of the woman's variation in a grand pas de deux. In the à la seconde variant of this technique, one leg is raised at a right angle from the other. A move similar to this one is powered by whipping one leg past the other and is called a fouet. For 10 points, give this French ballet term for spinning on a single foot. You're a bonus. This civilization usually used a trapezoidal building shape with trapezoidal windows and doors. For 10 points each, name this civilization who pounded and polished rocks like the 12-angled stone to make extremely snug fits in their mortarless walls.
Inca.
The Incan architecture style appears to have links to this site's Gate of the Moon and Gate of the Sun, which is decorated with an array of squares depicting human and condor heads.
It's like Shabin de Huascar, I think.
Are you sure? Okay, sorry.
Shabin de Huascar.
It's a Tiwaniku.
Fuck.
The Incas also used ropes to make these structures, one of which in Scotland was designed by Benjamin Baker and John Fowler. Anthony Carowin and Morgan Foster collaborated on one of these structures called Millennium.
Yeah, bridge.
Yes, 20. Toss up 12. Description acceptable. The peace deal ending this conflict left Yasushi Akashi's transitional authority to directly oversee elections for the first time in human history. During this conflict, Robert Ash created a staggering 6,000-person land bridge to distribute food and aid to remote areas with the aid of Kong Saleha, whose Mulanaka resistance force mainly protected refugee camps from warlords like Van Saren during this war. An invasion in this conflict triggered the formation of two different resistance groups opposed to the government of Aang Samrin, the KPNLF, and Funsenpek. This conflict was spurred by a series of cross-border attacks, including a raid on Ba Chuk, which killed over 3,000. This conflict has been seen as a proxy war between the Soviet Union and China, especially after China invaded one of its participants.
The war between Vietnam and Cambodia?
That's right. Good job. Your bonus. This theory's namesake parameter, Chi, describes the energy of interactions between molecules and solvents. For 10 points each, name this mean field theory that assumes that molecules or parts of molecules occupy sites in a rigid lattice frame.
Crystal field theory.
Flory-Huggins theory. Flory-Huggins theory gives the Gibbs-free energy of mixing for solutions of these types of molecules. Models for these molecules include freely jointed chains and worm-like chains.
Polymers.
This scientist modeled the movement of polymer chains as freely moving blobs in dilute solution or as occupying an imaginary tube in his theory of reptation in polymer melts. He wrote the textbook Capillary and Wetting Phenomena.
Cool.
Answer?
Flory.
This is Pierre Gilles de Gennes. So
okay.
10.
G-E-N-N-E-S.
I'm assuming that's first. Toss up 13. Fernando Arrabal's love for this activity led him to contrast two of its fictional stars, the former pimp Elias Tarsus and the terrorist Mark Amari, in his novel The Tower Struck by Lightning. A character obsessed with this activity is married to a prostitute known as the Capitalist and lies under her bed to determine if the men she sleeps with can challenge him at it. Another character's failure at this activity leads him to draw a train on the bridge spanning the abyss, foreshadowing his suicide. After entering a seedy club called the Stars of Heaven, Peter Keane meets a man who daydreams of becoming the best in the world at this activity. Valentinov teaches this activity to the title character of a 1930 novel. That character begins to confuse it with reality after being defeated by Tarati for 10.
Chess.
10 points.
What was that?
It's the Delusion Defense.
Oh. All right.
Before that was auto de fe. This system was named after the right of certain clergy members to a portion of revenues from their cathedral's estate. For 10 points each, give this term used by Richard Joseph to describe the system of patron clientelism in Nigeria, in which state offices are allocated to elites who use their positions to obtain public resources for themselves and their clients.
It's some sort
like sinecures?
Maybe I think it's a Nigerian term, but sure, go ahead.
It's a prebendalism. Richard Joseph chaired the program of African studies at this Midwestern university, which has the largest Africana collection in the world. Will Reno, a robustly mustachioed political scientist from this university, is one of the leading scholars of African politics.
It's probably Wisconsin. Is that Wisconsin?
Northwestern.
Okay.
Reno's warfare in independent Africa examines different types of rebel groups, including reform rebels like Yoweri Museveni, who adopted emancipatory rhetoric to depose Milton Obote in this East African country. This substance is commonly used in tandem one-pot oxidation coupling reactions, such as in the direct coupling of an alcohol to a vitic reagent to generate an alkene. The Schaik group used in N-heterocyclic carbenes as catalysts in a cyanide-free modification of a reaction, in which this molecule oxidizes benzyclic aldehydes to esters. The reaction being modified is the Corey-Gilman-Ganim reaction. This substance can selectively oxidize activated alcohols like allylic or benzylic alcohols to aldehydes or ketones. This is because a resonance stabilized radical intermediate is formed when this molecule adds to an alcohol and its central atom is reduced to a +3 oxidation state. The positive electrode in alkaline batteries is formed from this substance. This compound's natural ore is pyrolusite. For 10 points, in this mild oxidizing agent, whose central atom has a +4 oxidation state, formed as a byproduct of reactions involving permanganate in neutral solution.
MnO4
ion? No penalty?
Okay.
Manganate?
No, this is manganese dioxide or MnO2.
Okay, no, you're close.
Alright.
Oh, my goodness. That goes away. That's going good.
Also, 15. A character with this first name realizes that the Pope and his dogmas have triumphed after all when she sees priests on the upper deck of a full bus. That woman with this first name ruminates on the difficulty of eating long spaghetti after attending a lecture at the Anthropological Learned Society. The protagonist of another novel sarcastically says that Lawson would love the greenish skin of a woman with this first name, which is shared by the protagonist of Barbara Pym's novel Excellent Women. The protagonist of another novel says, "You disgust me," to a character with this first name after she cheats on him with Harry Griffiths. After enrolling in medical school, the protagonist of that novel pines for a syphilitic waitress-turned-prostitute. 10 points.
Nice.
Fucking rad. Excellent Women, but I forgot the character names.
Yeah, but that's the anthropology thing with Excellent Women.
Members of this ethnicity formed a 300-year confederation with the Cumans, with whom they are sometimes identified, for 10 points each. Identify this ethnicity of Baibars and most rulers of the Bari dynasty.
Or Circassians?
Yeah, Mamluk.
That's not an ethnicity.
Oh, okay.
I'll say Kipchaks.
You'd be right. Nice. Baibars and other Bari Kipchaks were the namesake slave soldiers who ruled over this Egyptian sultanate, which began after the assassination of Turan Shah.
Mamluk. Mm-hmm.
Al-Nuwari's massive text, Ultimate Ambition in the Arts of Erudition, was compiled under this later Kipchak Mamluk, who was visited by Ibn Battuta. This long-ruling sultan turned back the Mongols at Marj al-Safar and was the son of the Mamluk who defeated the Ilkhanate at Second Homs.
This is so hard.
It's not one of them. It's not one of the
Mamluks. I mean, we're just going to guess like Muhammad
it's
or something.
It's not
one
of
Ali's. Ibak.
No, this is An-Nasir.
No.
Or Ibn Al-Mamluk.
Oh, my God.
So 20 okay. Bonus.
Okay, 20.
Yep. So after 15?
130, 150.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Keep it up.
Bells up 16.
Good job, man.
This man was joined by physicist Boris Hessen while leading a controversial 1931 science delegation to London. A landmark biography of this man by Stephen Cohen influenced Gorbachev to rehabilitate this figure. This man's last testament was memorized by his widow Anna Larina, who revealed it in 1961. This man co-authored a widely circulated elementary textbook of communist knowledge called The ABC of Communism.
That was Bukharin.
15.
Nice.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
We'll get the fist bump right at some point.
The monoclonal
right last
antibody trazumabab blocks the HER2 receptor to treat this disease. For 10 points each, name this disease which, if localized, may be treated with a lumpectomy or mastectomy.
Of breast
cancer.
Breast cancer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The first CIRM drug treats ER-positive breast cancer by binding to the cancer cell's hormone receptor, blocking estrogen from attaching. This drug is an estrogen antagonist at the breast, but an agonist at the uterus, increasing the risk of endometrial hyperplasia and cancer.
It's a drug?
Yeah. It probably ends with umab.
Okay, dumab.
Now this is tamoxifen. This study led by Valerie Barrow has found a correlation between hormone replacement therapy for treating menopausal symptoms and incidence of breast cancer. This study recruited participants from 1996 to 2001 above age 50 via voluntary surveys at the NHS breast screening centers.
So some cute name or something? The pink survey? Or
the pink survey.
It's the million women study.
Oh, okay.
Even more basic.
That is true.
All right.
17. Description acceptable. The Kasevich and Mueller labs developed a method for this action that involves differential motion of two laser-cooled arrays of cesium atoms. The true reason behind the failure of early attempts at this action was explained by Airy in 1855. An attempt to perform this action was funded by Louis XIV and involved two groups in Lapland and Ecuador surveying the Earth. A failed attempt to perform this action led to the discovery of rubber and was headed by Bouguer. In 1774, the Royal Society financed an expedition to Chihalon to perform this action. Large extra dimensions is one proposal to explain why performing this action yields such a small value. Performing this action needs a value that is only known to within one...
Is that measuring big G?
10 points.
Whoa!
Wild.
Your bonus. For 10 points each, enter the following at the early American classroom. Heaps of 19th century American students learned spelling from this man's popular blue back textbook, which, like his dictionary, dropped the U and K for many British words. Along with the American Preceptor, 19th century classrooms frequently used this book by Caleb Bingham to teach reading and public speaking. It consisted of speeches praising republicanism that students were expected to imitate.
Rhetoric something.
Do you know this, Mike Shane?
Maybe. I don't think so.
This is the Columbian Orator. In 1823, this reformer and her sister Mary founded the Hartford Female Seminary, one of the first schools to teach girls subjects like physical education. She later became famous for writing housekeeping guides like A Treatise on Domestic Economy.
That name is Grinty, but I didn't really think I'd say it.
Catherine Beecher. Toss up 18. The artist collective BAWTAF pioneered artwork centered on this location, which is said to be characterized by intimate terrorism in an essay collection that compares its author's inner rebel to a shadow beast. This location was the site of a 10-meter, two-headed wooden structure called the Toy and Horse, and a picnic table painted with two giant grayscale eyes. The image of a floating beating heart labeled Us and Them appears in a work about this location co-created by Emanuel Lubezki. That work, subtitled Virtually Present, Physically Invisible, portrays this location using virtual reality. North Dakota company Fisher Industries has proposed various projects at this location for where Scott Warren and other activists in the group No More Deaths have left water and clothing to unit prosecution for 10 points, and then by this location where the Trump administration seeks to very bigly erect a large...
Yeah, the border with Mexico. The southern border with Mexico between the U.S.
Yeah.
Sit on that for a while.
That'd be a great question. Your bonus. This story was originally called Mine, but was given a new title by Gordon Lish for 10 points each. Amos often anthologized a very short story in which an unnamed couple tries to force one another to let go with their baby as the father is preparing to leave. At end of the line, in this manner, the issue was decided.
That's a good Carver story.
Is it a Carver story?
I think it could be.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have a title? Say a title.
The
Departure.
It's called Popular Mechanics.
Right,
this American author included minimalistic short stories like Popular Mechanics in his collection What We Talk About When We Talk About Love.
Carver.
Mm-hmm. In Carver's story, What's in Alaska, Carl and Mary visit their neighbors Jack and Helen in order to engage in this activity. While watching TV, the unnamed narrator of Carver's story Cathedral invites a blind man named Robert to participate in this activity for the first time.
I think it's smoking weed.
Okay.
Smoking weed.
That's right.
Nice job, Mike.
What's the score?
You want the score check?
We're up at 20.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Two times a pair
of 20.
True.
Yeah.
With
two. Okay. They're up 20. Okay. 19. Several poems by Vladimir Solovyev locate the sacred feminine in one of these places in Finland. In a poem named for one of these places, one speaker declares, "Enough unhappy people here beg you that the addressee can forget the happy." In that poem named for one of these places, a voice insists, "Man has no harbor, time has no shore," after exclaiming, "Oh, time, suspend your flight." In the final quatrain of that poem about this type of place, the speaker asks everything in nature that is heard or seen or breathed to say they loved. In the Edinburgh Review, the critic Francis Jeffrey pejoratively... used this word to refer to a group of poets he opposed. A French romantic poem about one of these places was written to commemorate the death of Julie Charles. An elegy by Alphonse de Lamartine and a district poem to poets by William Wordsworth are both named for 10 points. What sort of body of water? The Catholic University of America is the only school in the U.S. with faculties of philosophy, theology, and this other field, for 10 points each. And then by the study of the principles by which the Catholic Church is organized and governed. The central modern text of this field was adopted in 1983, replacing a 1917 version that had been around 800 years. Yes. This 12th century scholar compiled the Book of Canon Law that was used until 1918. The term extravagantes was applied to documents not contained in this man's Decretum, which builds on the work of Ivo of Chartres.
12th century?
Decretum.
I'm not sure. I'm sorry.
Say it, person. Say something.
It's nothing, it's Gratian. Today, most ecclesiastical trials under canon law deal with this process, which Pope Francis reformed in 2015. This status is only granted due to impediments like consanguinity or a lack of valid consent.
Alright, so what's the score?
We're down 15.
This artist painted a receding row of open tombs at the bottom center of a Last Judgment that was made as a backing for a priest's chair. An early deposition by this artist divides its background landscape into three sections corresponding to the three Gothic arches of its frame. This artist's Anna Lena altarpiece is often considered the first Sacra Conversazione. This artist painted a series of frescoes for a complex rebuilt by Michelozzo di Bartolomeo, including a crucifixion above a set of portrait medallions of famous Dominican friars. An altarpiece by this man depicts Saints Cosmas and Damian kneeling on a rug, whose foreshortening reflects the influence of his younger contemporary Masaccio. This artist painted frescoes for each cell in a complex whose end...
temple.
Good job.
Your bonus.
The first clue. I didn't want to focus over.
In one word, this author describes the Norman woman Sigilgaita as like another palace, if not a second Athena, in a text that also includes an account of the Battle of Dyrrhachium for 10 points each. Name this historian who was exiled to a monastery after a failed coup against John II.
Anna Comnena.
Mm-hmm. Anna Comnena was the daughter of this great Byzantine emperor, whose deeds she recounted in a namesake treatise.
Alexis
he launched a night attack at Calavare to defeat the upstart Nikephoros Brianos the Elder.
Alexis I.
Yes. This other Byzantine chronicle, written by the otherwise unknown Cucumenos, was also dedicated to Alexius. Another text of this title was supposedly authored by the 6th century emperor Maurice.
It's the
Strategicon?
Yeah, that.
Strategicon?
30.
Nice.
Here
we
go.
221.95. Yay! Very exciting.
All right. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Glad I didn't.